Some Aurora residents felt unsafe at Arrakis special council meeting last week, some councillors are saying, while raising concerns about the uncontrolled, disruptive, and disrespectful behavior exhibited by the crowd at the meeting. Councillor Ron Wees said multiple delegates at the Tuesday, March 18 meeting told him they felt council chambers had become an unsafe place for courteous discussion. They said they felt intimidated during the meeting in which Mayor Tom Marakis's veto of a motion regarding the proposed men's shelter on Yonge Street was upheld, Wees said at the March 25 council meeting. Marakis used his strong mayor powers last month to veto Councillor John Gallo's motion, which had passed at a council meeting on February 25. The motion called on York Region to resubmit its proposal for the transitional housing and emergency shelter facility at 14452 Yonge Street. After the session, I was asked about how this could be allowed, said Wees. I was asked about how chambers had become an unsafe place for courteous discussion. Wees also pointed to a rally held in council chambers prior to the special council meeting March 18, for a select group of supporters, at which Marakis answered questions about the shelter proposal and the veto process. Many of those in attendance held signs and placards that read, "Our Mayor, Our Choice," and were members of a residence group called Aurora United. Extra seating was provided to hold the sizable crowd at both the initial February 25 meeting where Gallo's motion was initially passed and the March 18 meeting, with hundreds of residents in attendance. It was often hard to hear the delegates over the shouts and jeering of many attendees, Wees said, adding he was disappointed that this blatant and contrived disruption occurred and was allowed. The mayor attempted to intervene but did not recess, nor did he clear the chamber after the continual outbreaks, Wees said. He then apologized to residents, saying, "Your rights to express yourself were compromised and disrespected by some in the chambers. I ask my council colleagues to help ensure that chambers are a place of respect and not fear," added Wees. Both councillors Wendy Gertner and Rachel Gilliland echoed Wees's comments, with Gilliland saying she felt blindsided at the atmosphere in council chambers, adding she, too, had heard from residents who said they felt unsafe during the meeting. Gilliland also questioned Marakis's stated reasoning for his veto, which cited future infrastructure needs, and why he changed his mind on the shelter proposal. Marakis defended his veto and refuted that he had changed his mind about the site, saying he was, quite frankly, tired and disappointed that a false narrative keeps being put out there.